poll, President Trump down by double digits in key Rust Belt states. By Hannah Blow on June 26, 2020. President Trump is losing his footing in key Rust Belt states as Joe Biden D. surges, a Restoration PAC poll released this week revealed. The survey was conducted June 8 to 20, in the midst of the civil unrest unraveling across the country. Restoration PAC surveyed 600 likely voters in each of the three states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Biden leads by double digits in all three states and has gained ground since May's survey. Michigan, Biden plus 17.5%. Trump, 36.8%. Biden, 54.3%. Wisconsin, Biden plus 16.5%. Trump, 37.8%. Biden, 54.3%. Pennsylvania, Biden plus 11.7%. Trump, 41.8%. Biden, 53.5%. According to the survey, the largest share of respondents in Michigan and Wisconsin consider themselves independents or independent-leaning, 37.2% and 36%, respectively. Notably, the biggest share of respondents in Pennsylvania considers themselves Democrats, 41.8% to Republicans 38% and independents 20.2%. Female respondents also edged out male voters in all three surveys, representing 52.7% of the respondents in Pennsylvania, 53.5% in Wisconsin, and 52.3% in Michigan. A factor that could be considered when analyzing the results, as Biden tends to perform stronger among female voters. We hope this is President Trump's low point in 2020 and a restoration of order and improving economy will improve his standing in coming weeks, Restoration PAC founder and president, Doug Truax, said in a statement. The survey's margin of error is +3%. Last month's survey, released prior to the George Floyd protests and skyrocketing coronavirus cases in the U.S., showed Trump taking the lead in Pennsylvania, leading the former vice president 50.2% to 45.5%. That alone reflected a 4.7% jump from the previous survey. However, last month's polls continued to show Biden leading in Wisconsin and Michigan, albeit by slimmer margins. Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in a surprise upset in all three states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, in 2016.